homosexual pastors. Now, what does the Bible teach?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the challenging book Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, Ken, during a visit to England, you discovered that two major denominations were about to ordain homosexual pastors. How does the book of Genesis fit in here?
You know, I met with some friends in England who are very concerned about their denomination. It was to vote on whether it should or should not ordain pastors who are practicing homosexuals. So my friends asked for my advice. I explained to them that their particular denomination also believes that evolution is fact and Genesis is myth. Now, frankly, what their denomination was considering about homosexual pastors is totally consistent with their beliefs about Genesis. If Genesis is just an allegory or a myth, marriage could be whatever you want to make it to be. You see, the only reason that marriage is one man for one woman is because God made a literal man and a literal woman in Genesis. Once you abandon that, you could make marriage mean anything you want to make it mean and justify homosexual behavior. I went on to tell them that if they wanted to oppose this evil of ordaining homosexual pastors, they needed to get the church back to Genesis and away from the religion of evolution and millions of years.
If Adam and Eve were the first people, how do we explain all the different races or people groups around the world? You may be surprised at the answer when you read Ken Ham's booklet on the origin of races. It's available free at AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.